You know, we were all paying so much attention to the Cardinals and the fact that we had a three-day weekend, you know, which some people use to be of service to other people on MLK Day, but others just, you know, hey, took the time to relax, get some time with family and whatnot. You might have missed the fact that there was the very first MAGA rally of 2022 taking place here in Arizona on Saturday night. And Donald Trump was there in regards to the Congress's investigation of the January 6th, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Trump had a question at that rally Saturday night in Florence.
Why aren't they investigating November 3rd, a rigged and stolen election, without getting to the bottom of which we will never have a fair and free democracy?
But he did talk about January 6th and wondered out loud how many of those at the Capitol riot were FBI agents. He said that. Trump suggested the FBI provoked the Capitol attack. He showed off his new Save America slogan at that first MAGA rally of 2022 in Florence, Arizona, and endorsed former Fox 10 news anchor Carrie Lake at that for governor, who promised to keep looking back to the 2020 election.
When I am governor, we will drag that back out into the sunlight, and we will close every single loophole that allows them to cheat. We're not going to let them cheat anymore.
So, but what I think has a lot of people still continuing to scratch their heads because this suggests the continued implosion of the Republican Party in Arizona is what Carrie Lake suggested after saying she'd like to lock down Anthony Fauci, you know, in a COVID lockdown. She said when he starts speaking, her BS meter goes off. But then she said basically, you know, she didn't want to just lock him down. She wanted to lock him up, and then went on to say this.
People I'd like to send right down to the prison down
here. Hang on a second. I want you to get the full effect of this.
There's a few other people I'd like to send right down to the prison down here in Florence. Anybody who was involved in that corrupt, shady, shoddy election of 2020. Lock them up.
So is she suggesting that Governor Doug Ducey and Mark Brnovich, the attorney general of the state of Arizona, both of them Republicans, should be fitted for orange jumpsuits and sent to the prison in Florence because he certified the election? And Mark Brnovich came out afterwards and said, no, there wasn't any huge amount of hanky-panky going on.
On a bright note, that prison's closing, so they wouldn't be there long.
Well, that's true.
So.
Yeah, there you go. So. That's the bright spot if you're a Republican, you know, and I just think what this does, because this continues to divide the Republican Party, and I don't think it helps their chances. I really don't think it helps their chances for them to continue to attack each other, because once again, you know, you're talking about the vast majority of the Board of Supervisors for Maricopa County. They're all Republican. You know, Republican after Republican after Republican came out and said, hey, hang on a second here. I didn't work to get Donald Trump defeated in Arizona. I worked to get him reelected in Arizona. So to suggest that I was committing hanky panky and throw me in jail or prison, really, that's just I don't know what that does, like I said, for the Republican Party's chances.